Picture this. You're a homeowner in 2026. The Reserve Bank of Australia cash rates are, well, they're hopelessly trapped between 3.60 and 3.9%.
Yeah, and inflation is stuck at like a stubborn 3.3%.
Exactly. And those nice, thick savings buffers you built up during the 2020 to 2022 low-rate boom, I mean, they have entirely evaporated.
You're just gone.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into a 2026 industry report on triage broking. And our mission is to look at exactly how Australian mortgage brokers are actively rescuing financially distressed homeowners.
And, you know, in large part, they're doing it to save their own businesses.
Yeah. And just real quick, since this report touches on some broader economic policies,
okay,
we just want to make it clear we aren't taking any sides here.
Right. No endorsements from us. We're just reporting impartially on the ideas in the source material so you can see what's going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. So looking at the threat here, borrowers are suffering from what the report calls cutback fatigue.
Yeah, because you've already canceled the subscriptions, you've, you know, stopped eating out. There's simply no more money to squeeze out of your monthly budget.
And waiting around for interest rates to drop just isn't an option anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to the terrifying reality of missing just one single mortgage payment.
It's brutal.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I always assume the bank just sends you a grumpy letter, but it actually triggers an automatic risk algorithm. Essentially quarantines you from the competitive refinancing market. It's like tripping on a wire, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Once you miss that direct debit, the blast doors close on your ability to refinance.
And what's fascinating here is how that single missed payment creates a commercial death spiral. And not just for the borrower, but for the broker.
Wait, really? How does it hit the broker?
The second you hit 30 days in arrears, the lender instantly suspends the broker's trail commission.
Oh, wow. So that ongoing monthly revenue they rely on to keep the lights on is just cut off.
Exactly. And if that stretches to 60 days, the commercial relationship is permanently severed. The homeowner gets a formal credit default slammed onto their file, which haunts them for 5 years.
So the broker's survival entirely depends on preventing that thumbie day trigger, which means they can't sit around. They have to play offense.
Right. They're mining their CRMs for high-risk cohorts, like anyone who borrowed at more than 80% of their property's value.
And their go-to preemptive move is debt consolidation. So they take your high-interest car loan and credit cards and fold them into a 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, that's the first line of defense.
But so what does this all mean? Honestly, if you look at the math, paying off a Honda Civic over 30 years seems like a terrible financial move.
I mean, normally, you'd be totally right. You end up paying vastly more interest over the long haul.
Right.
But in a triage situation, mathematical optimization goes out the window. Immediate cash flow survival trumps all of that.
Because stretching that debt out drastically drops your monthly outflow.
Exactly. It gives you breathing room. But they have to dodge APRA's strict regulatory ceiling.
Oh, right. Because APRA limits loans where the debt-to-income ratio, or DTI, exceeds 6.0.
Yeah, banks can only hold 20% of their quarterly lending in that high-risk bucket. So consolidation almost always pushes a distressed borrower over that 6.0 limit.
And the bank's automated systems just flag it and block the loan.
They do. It just gets rejected outright.
So the math is terrible. APRA blocks it anyway. And you were literally days away from defaulting.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, what do brokers even do?
Well, if consolidation fails, they pull the final ripcord.
Which is?
Formal financial hardship variations, or FHIs.
Okay, how does that work?
Under comprehensive credit reporting rules, getting into an FHI before missing a payment legally protects your credit file. Even if you're paying less, it's marked as on time.
Oh, wow. So it's like an institutional invisibility cloak for your credit score.
That's a great way to put it. And after exactly 12 months, it is legally expunged.
But brokers have to adhere strictly to best interest duty, right?
Yeah, they need proof this is beneficial, and they absolutely cannot charge fees. Otherwise, ASIC hits them with massive unlicensed advice penalties.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, this 12-month FHI acts as a strategic pause button.
Exactly. It freezes the crisis so you can heal your credit.
Here's where it gets really interesting for you listening. Whether you're a homeowner sweating over your payments or just watching the economy, understanding these hidden credit mechanics reveals how the system actually manages crisis.
It really does.
It's less about headline rates and more about these invisible lifeboats keeping the structure intact.
It's the highly regulated scaffolding quietly holding up the housing market.
Which leaves us with a pretty massive question to chew on. If so many homeowners require these hidden triage lifelines to survive, What happens to the broader Australian housing market if lenders suddenly decide to tighten their hardship approvals?